President Obama is promising to veto a Republican bill that passed the Senate yesterday. The bill, in turn, would block a new rule that requires financial brokers to recommend investments for retirement accounts that are in a client's best interest. I know, you're saying you mean they didn't have to invest with the client's best interest in mind before? No, they didn't. And now Republicans say requiring them to do so could cost brokers and end up hurting some consumers. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake and joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Robin.
So I feel like we've been here before. In fact, some people may think that this rule was already into effect. It goes into full effect in 2018 about investors' interest. So can you give us an example of how a broker could maybe make a recommendation that, you know, people obviously lived with for a long time that wasn't good for the client? You know, how does this work?
Yeah, it sounds mind-boggling, right? I mean, this is just something that shouldn't even be an issue. But a great example we had at CNN Money is, so if you have an advisor, they might get $200 if they recommend a stock fund to you, but only $130 if they recommend a bond fund, even if that bond fund is a wiser choice for you personally. And that money, some say that's a fee. Other people call it a kickback. So the feeling is this is trying to address that decision making, that money that they get for that recommendation shouldn't vary. There should just be a flat fee. It has not been illegal till now. That rule's aimed to change that.
Well, yeah, the Labor Department rule would say that they have to make these decisions in your best interest. I'm not
Absolutely.
Sure. You know, how do they check that every single sale? I mean, I don't know. But how big a problem do you think this was of brokers actually making bad recommendations so that they could make more money?
Well, you bring up a great point. We just don't know. I mean, common sense would dictate that if brokers are giving less than the best advice, they're going to lose clients. But I think the issue here is that, you know, people don't always fully understand everything they're investing in, especially if it gets to be more sophisticated. It's not always stock and bond. Maybe it's a closed-end fund or an open-end fund. That's why they hire an expert, after all. And so that's one issue. They may not be realized they're being taken advantage of. The other thing is sometimes the costs of these choices don't become apparent until years later. So it is hard to measure. But interestingly, when you look at the stocks of brokerages like Charles Schwab, LPL Financial, Raymond James, E-Trade, we had a graph on CNN Money, they have all fallen sharply on this rule. So that tells you that investors, at least, believe this is widespread enough and common enough right. that it is going to have a material impact
well,
on
Well, Republicans
these
in the Senate do not. You know, as we said, they passed this bill yesterday that would overturn the rule. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson said the Obama administration rule is a solution in search of a problem. Mitch McConnell says it will hurt smaller savers. Just briefly, how could it hurt someone to be protected?
Well, I think what they're saying is that the need to do this is going to make it more expensive for investment advice, because of all the extra legal paperwork and the compliance costs. This is always the argument when they're talking about more regulation. If you're rich, a rich person, you can afford that increase in fee. But if you're middle class or right on the edge, those costs may mean that you can't access more sophisticated financial advice. That's the argument. There are a lot of people who just don't believe that's true.
Huh. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake, and she's talking to us about an attempt to overturn the rule that many of us thought was in effect anyway, that brokers have to make their decisions for investments with the best interests of the retiree in mind. Like, what? But we'll continue to follow this and see whether there's going to be a presidential veto. Maggie, thank you.
You're welcome.